Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of June the 8th, 2019, the 5th of Sivan, 5779. This week's message is entitled, Getting Right with the Environment, and I'm reading from Hosea chapter 2 and verse 10. In most English translations, this chapter 2 and verse 8. And she did not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the wine, and the oil, and who lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. What a world we live in. While I'm aware of the reality of suffering and tragedy, we live in a most marvelous place. I've heard that for many astronauts, their biggest thrill was not being thrust out into the darkness of space at unimaginable speeds, floating in zero gravity or walking on the moon, but rather seeing the Earth. When I take my daily walk, I can be so focused on my own thoughts that I miss what is around me. But every now and then I'm struck by the beauty of nature, a magnolia tree in full bloom, a scarlet cardinal, or a pair of deer sitting on the forest floor. It takes my breath away to encounter nature's beauty and intricacy. Aside from beauty, nature provides us with so much, including our basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter. It also enhances our lives through the pleasures of comfort and entertainment. This might seem obvious, but we were made for this place. While the state that the earth is in now is not what God intended, nor is it now what it will be one day, it's the sphere of our existence. I'm aware that many people think that our destiny is in a heavenly, non-earthly sphere, but that's not actually what the Bible teaches. We look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, and those who are right with God will be resurrected to live on the new earth. Maybe we'll come back to this subject some other time. Suffice it to say for now that we were made to live on planet Earth. One of the things that God has sought to teach us is how to understand our place on this planet. Because of the rebellion of our first parents against God, everything about life on earth has been out of sorts. We are surrounded by such bountiful beauty provided by God for our good, yet due to the disruption of our relationship with Him, we tend to abuse nature. The prophet Hosea speaks of this in this week's Haftorah. God, through his prophet, says that Israel was ignorant of the fact that God was the provider of the good things of earth. The result of this ignorance is destructive. Having been blessed with precious metals, instead of using them appropriately, they became instruments of idolatry. When we fail to acknowledge God as creator and provider of the good gifts he bestows upon us, we end up wrongly focusing on the very things he has graciously given us. God designed the elements of his creation for all sorts of good purposes, but when we fail to understand their true origins, they become destructive. The only way to fully appreciate and properly relate to nature, therefore, is to know the God of creation. Once we are restored to him through Yeshua, we can see this planet through his eyes, discover our God-given place here, and learn to utilize the things of his creation in the way he intended. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitra'ot.